Missouri's Republican Governor Eric Greitens has called state lawmakers back to a special session today in Jefferson City to address regulations regarding abortion, including one in St. Louis. St. Louis has a traditional anti-discrimination ordinance banning discrimination based on race or gender, but the city added a ban on discrimination by employers and landlords against women who've chosen an abortion. Joe Manis is the political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio. Joe, why did St. Louis do this? Was there discrimination against women who'd had an abortion?
Well, there's no major cases that I'm aware of, but I think the feeling was that with the climate being pretty tense around the abortion issue in Missouri, that the perception was among the Board of Aldermen that they wanted to do something to make clear that the anti-discrimination was broader than maybe what some would think, that it's not just race or sexual identity. They wanted to include this as well. There's a couple other areas of the country where they have done something similar, although Missouri's ordinance is believed to be the broadest.
Well, your state is a state with a part-time legislature, and we know it was other Republican lawmakers in the state who pushed your governor to call this part-time legislature back into special session. What's been the response?
Well, it's mixed. The General Assembly is heavily Republican. They have a two-thirds majority in both chambers. So the expectation is that this will pass. There are many Republicans who share the governor's concern about abortion. But there are some who are a little disturbed because this bill, there were several bills related to abortion, as they are every session, that were going along this session, died at the end for procedural reasons. But the point being that the governor really was not heavily involved in this bill or others. And then since the General Assembly went out of session, he's been focusing on various issues. And this is our second special session. And this is pretty much unprecedented territory in Missouri. Generally, there's just only one special session, if that. And the governor usually has signaled well ahead of time because they were upset over something that happened or didn't happen during the regular session.
Well, and this special session, we know the governor also wants to look at adding more regulations to abortion clinics. As more clinics are set to open in the next few months in the state, so some regulations may make it more difficult for them to operate or impossible. But talk about his wanting to roll back this anti-discrimination ordinance or this portion of it having to do with abortion in St. Louis. Can he do that? Because it feels a little like the anti-sanctuary city moves we've seen, for instance, in Texas.
Well, in fact, some of the opponents of this ordinance expansion refer to St. Louis as a sanctuary city when it comes to abortion. Now, one of the reasons is because, generally speaking, the city of St. Louis is the only city in the state that has an abortion clinic. There has been one in Columbia, Missouri, which is in the center of the state, that's been sometimes operating and sometimes not. It hasn't been operating for the last couple years. Planned Parenthood, which is based in St. Louis, and there's also a chapter in Kansas City, and they operate their clinic on the other side of the border in Kansas. Because of the federal judge's ruling in April, which tossed out a bunch of longstanding Missouri restrictions as a result of the Supreme Court ruling in the Texas case, both Planned Parenthood affiliates expect to open between 2 and 4 new clinics within the next few months. And that's what's really generated a lot of this angst among abortion opponents.
This is Joe Manis, political reporter for St. Louis Public Radio, talking about this special session the governor has called in that state. Joe, thank you.
Well, thank you.